Some describe Buddhism as the cultivation of wisdom and compassion. This summary is usually accompanied by the observation that there can be no wisdom without compassion and no compassion without wisdom. In Buddhism, our access to that which is divine is through the heart. Buddhism is about love. The Dalai Lama often says, "My religion is kindness." Others would describe Buddhism as the Four Noble Truths together with the Noble Eightfold Path. Or as the Buddha concisely put it, "I teach suffering and the end of suffering." The Eightfold Path requires us not to limit our practice to a meditation session, nicely compartmentalised from the rest of our lives, but to extend our awareness to every aspect of our lives so that we live every moment as mindfully, compassionately, and ethically as possible. A more concise way of summarising this idea comes in my own favourite summary of Buddhism. Learn to do good. Cease to do harm. Purify the mind. Many Buddhists commit this one to memory and use it as a mantra throughout the day or for a meditation session. It's a soothing summary to come back to when you feel yourself becoming overstimulated by the impressive array of teachings. What I particularly like about Buddhism. With its long history and wide range of cultural settings, it's unsafe to generalise about the way people practice Buddhism, for there will be an exception to anything you say. Still, I'd like to make some generalisations based on my own experience, although I'm sure there are those who would debate them. Buddhism treats you like an adult. It's not a religion. You don't need to believe anything unless it fits with your own personal experience. You use your judgment, inspired by wisdom and compassion, rather than follow a set of sacred thou shalts. Spiritual progress is your responsibility. You set the pace. In Buddhism, there is no God, no creator, no judge to set rules, watch you and assess your behaviour. For many, it comes as a relief to hear that Buddhists work not so much against sin as delusion. And you deal with delusion not through guilt and suppression, but awareness and insight. The Buddha did not seek blind faith from his followers, but the opposite, a questioning approach –